Susan Lucy, you're stepping down after 4 years running Providence Public Schools. It's a large urban district with significant challenges, including poverty, students who move around a lot, low test scores. Do you feel you've been able to make a difference?
Yes, I do, very much so. I'm very proud of the fact that graduation rates have gone up from 65% to 71%. Dropout rates have declined from 21% to 14%. Fourth grade reading went up from 45% to 53%. 11th grade reading went up from 56% to 61%. And in both those grades, when you look at English language learners, they had strong growth as well.
So how would you rate Providence Public Schools today? Are they performing well, performing poorly?
I think on objective achievement scores, we're still performing poorly, and we're performing much better than we were in the past. I think poverty and the other characteristics that you cited, those can never be an excuse, but they are definitely a factor. Our children need enormous wraparound and other sources of support in addition to academics to move forward.
And Susan Lucy, what do you see as the biggest barriers moving forward to improving the Providence Public Schools?
Well, a few. One, I think we need to look at our governance structure and try and have a more nimble structure, not only within the school department, but also citywide as it pertains to education. I think the fact that the per pupil expenditure is lower now than it was in 2009-10 is not helpful. People are always quick to say money isn't everything, and money is not everything. But when costs have demonstrably increased and the per pupil expenditure has gone down, that reduces our ability to provide services to kids.
This past year saw the dissolution of a partnership with the Providence Teachers Union, which was hailed as historic when it was first announced. It was a deal to turn around some of the district's most troubled schools. What happened there?
So you're referring to United Providence. A few things happened. So one of its hallmarks was an instructional leadership team guiding each school that was chaired by the principal and the building delegate. We now have that governance structure in every school in our district. We also, over the last 3 years, have built out the district's Office of Transformation and Innovation, which has also been working with a cluster of schools, much like United Providence, and has seen real progress.
I recently spoke with Central Falls Superintendent Fran Gallo, who's also stepping down. She told me, generally in the state, she thinks teacher contracts are part of what's standing in the way of improvement. Do you share that view?
I do think our contracts are overly prescriptive. So what I would like to see is that many of the rules around things like class size, scheduling, start and end times are decided more at the school level rather than in a district-wide contract.
When you first took the position, the full position as superintendent, we spoke right here in your office, and you said you planned to be here for a while. Mm-hmm. I think you said you saw it as a capstone in your career.
Yeah.
And so here we are. It's just about 4 years later, and you're stepping down. So I'm wondering why you changed your mind.
In fairness, I want to point out, I'm not sure if this is good or bad, but I've been here longer than any superintendent, I think, in the last 15 years. So I didn't do so badly on the longevity.
Was your relationship with Mayor Elorza, Mayor Jorge Elorza, or any part of his administration, did that play any role in your decision to leave?
No, I mean, the mayor, I wish him enormous success. I think there was nothing about him personally or his staff. I do think transitions are hard.
So if not the mayor, you know, what made you decide this isn't the place for you to continue?
Providence, in the best of circumstances, is a challenging place to do work. This is a challenging place to move quickly because, and there's actually a report, and one of the first chapters in it talks about the superintendent of Providence has an inordinate number of supervisors, the school board, the city council, the mayor, and the commissioner of education. Things take a long time here.
Susan Lucy, stepping back a little bit, you came out publicly in support of students and advocates who said test scores should not stop high school seniors from getting their diplomas. Mm-hmm. What made you decide to speak out publicly, even though state officials supported that policy? And are there other state or federal policies that you think are getting in the way?
I came out explicitly against using NECAP, the New England Common Assessment Program scores. And the biggest problem with NECAP to me was that it was fall testing. And it is enormously well documented that summer learning loss is a major factor for poor kids. And there's less research, but also research on English language learners and students with special needs. So to take poor kids who already demonstrably across the nation do less well on tests and test them in the fall and say it's a graduation requirement seemed to me to be absolutely the wrong way to go.
So now that we've moved to the park and it's not a fall test, do you still feel the same way?
My preference would be to have multiple measures for graduation. I am not someone who's out of the box opposed to using PARC. I think we need to be really clear that PARC is appropriately developed for that purpose.
Any other policies, Susan Lucy, that you see as getting in the way of, you know, students having a positive experience in school that's also a high-quality education?
I think the rhetoric, unfortunately, often has been very, very negative toward teachers in particular. I can't point to a profession or an organization that has improved based on someone saying, you're doing a terrible job, you're doing a terrible job, you're doing a terrible job. I think you have to create an environment where people are able to take an honest look at where they are, push them and encourage them to absolutely do much better. But the negative rhetoric and the finger pointing doesn't help us win the hearts and minds of teachers in our classrooms.
Providence Superintendent Susan Lucy steps down on Tuesday. Thanks for taking the time to speak with me.
Thanks so much.
Education reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant by the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation, and New England Institute of Technology's Center for Technology and Industry.